Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here, too, by the way. Beverly is our good friend and an original member of our Brain Trust. She's the 2002 Small Business, Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA. And that's was recognition that was long and much later coming than it should have been. She's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, and nobody on the planet knows more about home-based business than Beverly. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's always my pleasure to be here with you.
It's good to have you here. Happy New Year. Let's have a good 2007 together. What do you think?
Oh, that sounds like a wonderful idea. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. Yes.
So what's going on? What's the 2007 news for home-based business?
Well, I think that we're growing, continuing to grow. There's more and more interest.
Cool to be home-based nowadays, isn't it?
It is. There's more acceptance.
You and I were home-based when it wasn't so cool, weren't we?
That's right. We were home-based before it was cool.
Once upon a time, I was.
Once upon a time.
You still are.
A long time ago. I keep adding up the years and going, no, it couldn't be that long ago, but it is.
I was home-based as a teleworker beginning in 1976 as a teleworker. I say teleworker, meaning that I worked for Xerox and I had an office in my home for them.
And you got a paycheck.
And I got a paycheck, exactly. Yeah. I was an employee. Yeah. And then I became home-based again in 89 when I started my business, my first small business. And
yeah.
So for about a year and a half or so. But it wasn't all that cool back in those days. In fact, a lot of people thought you were kind of a weirdo if you had a home base.
Yeah, they wondered if you were really.
Of course, now I'm not home base, and they still call me a weirdo. I don't know, but what's up with that, Beverly?
Now, I'm glad you said those words, and I didn't have to say that. I'm starting off a different foot with you in the new year.
Oh, is that right?
Now, I'm not going to take any guff, but I'm not going to hand it out either.
Yeah, let's not lose our head here.
Oh, right. Okay. No, it's very interesting to me that there are so many people that just assume now that, one, it's perfectly okay to be home-based, and two, that, you know, they should be doing more to support them, and I think that's wonderful. I'm of course, that's been my soapbox for a long, long time.
Well, you've been one of the leading voices. You have been the leading voice out there in helping to raise awareness, raise consciousness for home-based business owners and help them with all the. I mean, people don't realize what a debt of gratitude that home-based business owners owe to Beverly Williams.
Well, I didn't do it by myself, Jim. Thank you for all that, but I just happened to be the loudest voice out there, I guess, for a while. And I'm known for that. I stand up on my soapbox quite often. But I couldn't and wouldn't have done it without a whole lot of other people helping out with that. So thank you for the accolades, but it wasn't a job.
Well, there's plenty of work, and there's still plenty of work to do. And what would be some of that work?
Well, it's continuing to spread the word about how important it is to take yourself seriously as a business. And that leads me right into what I wanted to tell you about today, and that's an update on one of my clients I've been working with who didn't come to me in the beginning, got some what I considered bad advice last summer, took out a very large loan on a credit card, and now is in crunch time.
Mm-hmm.
And over the holidays, she spent a lot of time agonizing over what she was going to do. There just wasn't any business yet. She had not done her planning. And this is one of the things that I think...
She borrowed a bunch of money, spent a bunch of money, but didn't have the business to support the cash flow required to pay the debt.
Right.
And keep the business going.
Right. And she actually had written a business plan, but the person who looked over it did more to stroke her ego than make her face reality.
Ah, no tough love.
Yeah,
The queen of tough love.
I am. Unfortunately, I've had to do that a lot lately, and it's not a great place.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Right. And one of the one of the biggest issues is she thought that having a home-based business would help her cut her overhead, which it does. And in her particular business, which is a service business, would not be a disadvantage, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But she thought all those things would help make things easier. She didn't spend the time to do proper planning and get proper advice. So
well, being home-based won't make customers come to your door or want to do business with you more than not being home-based.
No, not at all.
In fact, if you don't do it right, it could actually be a disadvantage.
One of the biggest downfalls is that people think it's going to be so easy because it's easier to start a business from their home.
Right.
And yes, it is, but that doesn't negate all the other hard work that's involved in starting this business.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the messages I'm trying to get across to the potential home-based business owners, the wannabes, is that you have to take the time to plan and have a good plan. And this girl did think she had a good plan because she had been stroked. She'd been told what a wonderful job she did, but nobody sat down and said, okay, let's look at the reality of this and decide whether or not it really is a good plan underneath. You know, on the surface, it's nice and glossy, and it looks like you've covered all the bases, but...
Well, you know what it sounds like to me, Beverly? It sounds like she did, in fact, have a plan, but it did. But there wasn't any research behind the plan.
Right. There was no.
It was just. It was basically just a vanilla plan that had all the components, but not. It had a lot of the skeletons, but it didn't have a lot of the meat on the bone.
Right. Exactly right. There had not been enough detailed research done. There had not been enough realistic looking at the financials. She had predicted that she needed 3 clients a month to meet her expenses. And, you know, to her, it was not a problem. How could you not get 3 clients a month? And the reality smacked her real hard in the face.
Right.
So, you know, now she's at a point where she has a mortgage to pay, she has a credit card bill to pay, and no income at the moment. So what she did was go out and get a part-time job in her field.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's starting out.
Which is probably what she should have done in the beginning.
She should have. She really should have.
You know, that's the thing. And that's the thing that so many mistakes that I see. People who are so impatient, they want it, and they want it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when I write them or when I talk to them and I say, why don't you have no experience in this field. Why don't you go get a job and learn about the industry? Oh, I don't want to take that long. I want my business now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, instant gratification.
Exactly. Stand by, Beverly. Quick break. Right back with Beverly Williams. She and I will return after these messages. Her book is called The 30-Second Commute. If you're home-based or want to be, you need this book.
And he makes it fast with one more thing.
Chicago for you.
Another illusion I chose to create.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to check out my blog. We update it every weekday right there on the homepage. And you can also subscribe to that, too, by using the Real Simple Syndication technology, which we also will make you available to you. We have a link over to, I think, at least 3 different RSS technologies that you can download for free and to use. Not only for our blog, but for others. You can go to any of the news services or any of the networks or any of those folks who have blogs or anybody else's blogs. If you haven't used RSS, you can get the stuff right there on our site and then use it for everyone, not just my blog. Beverly Williams is our guest. And she's the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of The 30-Second Commute. We're talking about home-based business. And Beverly, give us your website, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
So check that out, folks. When you get a chance, if you want to know more about home-based businesses, you need to know about Beverly Williams. Beverly, we're talking about mistakes people make, and I think that that you really don't need, if you're starting a small business of any kind, but a home-based included, And you haven't talked to at least two people who either completely failed in business or came so close that it scared the scared the hairs off their heads and they went through the fire. If you haven't talked to at least two people who can tell you those kinds of stories, I don't think you're ready.
Right.
What do you think?
I agree with you. I agree with you.
And by the way, folks, I fit both of those profiles. So if you want to talk to me, I mean,
me too.
I actually think maybe that might be my the thing that, that makes me the most useful for small business owners, or all the whatever I failed at.
Yeah.
And I don't like saying that. It doesn't make me happy to say that, but failure is the harness made of success, I believe.
I agree with you 100% because if you don't learn from mistakes, sometimes you just don't learn.
Well, because when you have successes, you think it's because you're so smart.
Right. Yeah, we're not all that smart.
Which that's a foregone conclusion. But still, no, there's not much reflection on when you're high-fiving in the end zone, is there?
Mm-hmm. No, there's not. One of the things that I tell people is that when you talk to others about their businesses, don't just ask them how well things are going or, you know, what's the best thing about their business. Ask them what their biggest challenge has been that they've had to overcome, because you can learn from other people's challenges and maybe not have to do that same thing. Not that you won't still have challenges, but maybe you can avoid some of the more common challenges just by asking people what they've gone through. You know, chamber meetings and other small business groups, or just any place where you have an opportunity to talk to another home-based or small business owner is a wonderful opportunity to learn. I want to just clarify one thing, too, and that is that a home-based business is a small business. All the things that you have to do as a small business startup and owner are the same things, basically, you have to do as a home-based business, with the exception of going out and finding commercial space. But there are other things about being home-based that are different, that others don't have to consider, and that's what makes it unique and sometimes is a pitfall.
Is that the family? One of them, the family issue?
Oh yeah, family issue. Just like my client taking things for granted that they're going to be so easy because it's easier to start a business at home. Just the whole relaxed atmosphere can be a downfall for you. So it's really important to understand what you're facing and talk to as many people as possible. They don't have to be professionals, although I certainly think you should talk to some professionals, but to talk with other home-based business owners and ask them what some of their challenges have been being home-based and being a small business. Ask them and then learn from that.
Being home-based has advantages, but it also has disadvantages, and you have to evaluate both sides of that issue to make sure that the advantages are outweigh the disadvantages for you.
Right.
And it can contribute to your success, but the mere fact of being home based is not a key to success.
Right. Exactly. That's very well put, Jim. I like that. I will have to keep that in mind. One of the advantages I think I have as a counselor for people is the fact that I have been there, done that, and as you said, I have failed and I have come close to failing, and I've run a number of different businesses over the years, which has all progressed to get me to where I am. And so many people say, wow, it's really neat to talk to somebody who has been there, done that, and that should be my motto. I've been there, done that, and I can help you to face some of the issues. My knowledge helps.
Have you ever been in a Macy's department store?
Yes.
Do you know when that was founded? That department store was founded?
No, I don't.
Over 150 years ago, by Mr. Okay. Macy.
Okay.
It was his ninth business. The previous eight had bankrupt.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that's a real determination, isn't it?
Think about it. I mean, it's so there's no, you know, fail. Nobody likes to fail, but sometimes, you know, sometimes it happens, and you just got to keep going. Hey, Beverly, give us the website one more time.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
Thank you, Beverly, for being here. Happy New Year, and let's have a good 2007 together.
I agree to that.
See you next time.
All right.
Quick break. Right back with Karen Cortell Reisman. Stay with us. 29 after.
So keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forevermore.
In Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.